What's up, everybody? Welcome to another MoGraph MoCast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Matt. Joining us this week from CamoGraph, Mr. Mark Cernozia.
Hello.
It's been skin of our teeth today, let me tell you. I think there's some internet backbone things going on here in Texas with the hurricane coming in. Everything is screwing up. All the things. Dropbox, Discord, streaming services. Apparently, we're streaming through Brazil to get this to work today.
Thank you, Brazil.
Yeah. It says it's using Brazil, sir. I swear something's going on, AT&T backbone or something. So it's going to be a short show today. Mark's got a hard out. I'm dealing with some new equipment and stuff, too. And I got some new setup. I've been messing with my streaming and a bunch of stuff for my video game stuff and new monitors and all this crap. And we will talk about that next week, including some stuff about doing social media, TikTok things, some trends that I've noticed and some tips and things. You know, I'm not, you know, a full expert at that, but I figure I'd talk about some things I'm learning about social media sharing and what's working and what's not working and things like that. You can see our most recent TikTok that went out this week. It's got like 27,000 views or something like that now.
It's a good idea. It's a great idea.
Stuff, yeah. You know. Yeah. Trying some stuff. Trying to keep it unique and stuff. One of the reasons we're able to do that is because our sponsor, Otoy, they're the maker of Octane. You know who they are. Octane Render, the Render Network. Special thanks to them for helping to make this show possible. We got some TikToks, speaking of which, we got some TikToks and some other things coming up pretty soon and some interviews having to do with that. So please make sure you thank them for helping to make this show possible.
Absolutely.
We wanted to talk about Camp MoGraph Australia and everything in the short amount of time we have here, so we're going to get right into it. I'm going to hand it to y'all because I wasn't there, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was... It was a lot of fun. It was, you know, I don't know about Mark, I'm sure, but we've been stressing about it because, you know, it's the first time that we've gone international with Camp MoGraph. And we always say Camp MoGraph, you don't know how awesome Camp MoGraph is until you experience it. And I think a lot of the people who came to Camp MoGraph Australia, like, came away with that sense. It's like, yes, awesome, so much fun. We had a really, really good time, and we're incredibly thankful to, you know, all the people who came to Camp MoGraph and kind of like, you know, put their faith in us to put a pretty good event together. And it was a lot of fun. It felt very much like the first year that we did in the United States. It was a lot smaller than, you know, Camp US is. So it was a lot more intimate. You got to know everyone. And I will say the cabins and everything, they were fantastic.
Location we did it at, the camp we did it at was really, really nice. Great staff, great activities, great lodging and food and all the things. So shout out to the PGL Kindlin crew.
Yeah. And we got to see a bunch of wallabies. There were like just wallabies like hopping around and stuff like that. You'd randomly be walking and see a little wallaby. You know, they said that there was koalas there as well, and you could smell the eucalyptus in the air, but like I had yet to actually see one. EJ saw an echidna just walking one day.
I think you're just making all these names up.
I did see a huntsman spider as I was walking. That was kind of frightening because it was also at night.
I saw a jittery bee.
Yeah. So, no, it was a lot of fun. We had a really good time, and the fireside chats were awesome. It was our first actual time to do a fireside chat next to a fire. For any camp that we've ever had, you know, I think Virginia Beach, we had a fire going on the side or whatever, or our first year we had like a fireplace, but it was never actually just like at a fire pit, just chatting. And it felt it was really intimate and so much fun. And all three speakers were just fantastic. It was really, really awesome. I can't get over how much fun it was, you know. And the people in Australia, you know, I was thinking that they were going to party pretty hard, but it wasn't too bad. You know, it was great. Had a good time.
Yeah, shout out to all the people that came and everyone that we ran into along the way as well. Like, one thing I was just, it wasn't surprising, but everyone was just so kind and nice and welcoming for us Americans coming over to their country and doing this thing. But one thing that was said to me one night was that they enjoyed the American kind of energy and spirit that we brought over, because they said a lot of events and things, or more or less they summed it up by saying the Australians can be a little
hesitant,
spicy,
or more,
and negative sometimes,
more held back, you know. That's what someone said. They said, I was really surprised, because there was probably maybe half a dozen to like almost a dozen Americans who came to the Australian camp. So it was really cool to have that mixture. And someone said, yeah, I'm really glad you brought the Americans, because Australians are a little bit more, you know, introverted and blah, blah, blah. And then you just get the loud, crazy Americans. And it's like, all right, cool. I'll go with that. That's fine. So.
But yeah, I mean,
just wait till you experience a U.S. Camp Mograph. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you know, one thing that was really interesting for me to hear was that even over the past 2 years, obviously our industry and things are changing rapidly, and there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of like, what the hell's happening? And this was very refreshing. It felt like, okay, yeah, we've all kind of been up and down, but you know, we're kind of gonna face the realities all together. And like, it was still very positive. Everyone was really excited just to be honestly like part of something. And I feel like that's really coming more of a thing for us. Like, this whole thing started with like being able to get away from screens, but screens and technology are literally like everywhere and infiltrating our lives everywhere, it's so easy for us to lose those human connections. And I don't want to say human connections, but face-to-face connections. And I think a lot of artists that attended found that, and we're able to disconnect for a while and really forge some great relationships and friendships, and hopefully some work connections out of it as well. But you know, I just want to shout out the fireside chats. We had Ben Marriott, who
so
I
funny.
Had no idea. He is hilarious. He's,
he is so,
what a great
so
guy.
Funny. And what was awesome was like, it's like, you know, you get a YouTuber who is willing to talk about like, you know, how much money they make per view and stuff like that. And like, it was cool, because like, I asked him, I said, with YouTube, are you only focusing on YouTube instead of like all these other social sites and stuff like that? And he's like, I only focus on YouTube. I don't do TikTok. I don't do Instagram, really. I just post on YouTube, and that's it. And it was really kind of refreshing to see that, because it's like, you kind of feel like, as someone who's doing stuff online, you need to be posting to all these things. And it's really cool to see success come out of just like one place and not having to hustle through all this. But he was so funny. He cracked so many jokes. It's almost like he had written a ton of rewritten a bunch of jokes and stuff, and they landed really well. My favorite was when he would say a joke and then everyone would laugh and it would make him laugh as well. It's just like, Ben Marriott's laugh is so funny. But then, well,
does he have a podcast?
Yeah, he doesn't have a podcast, but we should have.
I got a name for it.
Oh boy, what is it?
It's going to be called "Why Don't You Marry It?"
Ah, oh, there you go. <That's so lame>. Ding. No, it was really cool, because like a lot of, I've actually been hit up a few times in the last day or so, wondering if there's available like videos and like, mm-hmm. are any of the talks and stuff available to watch? And we consciously don't film that stuff because we want to have open and honest conversations. And I truly believe this round of fireside chats that we had between Ben, we had Olivia Chen from Chen Chen Studios, who's a branding studio, phenomenal work there. So, and then PJ Richardson from Laundry Studios. They were able to share like a lot of detailed insights on things that I'm willing to bet if it was going to be shared publicly within video, those things would not have come up.
Yeah.
And so it really allows like the community that is there to hear some really interesting insights about our industry or clients. Like there was a lot of open and honest talk about that and dialogue about that. So, you know, unfortunately, we don't share that stuff, but you have to come to camp to really experience it. And I truly believe that is something that makes these fireside chats and workshops so special.
I agree. We had some amazing workshops too.
Yeah.
So the workshops,
everyone seems
it was a great mix this year. I thought for this event, we had a lot of hands-on stuff. We had a lot of like more kind of brain, more cerebral type thinking workshops, but just want to shout out everyone who gave their time and energy to craft these workshops and bring them to the campers. So I want to shout out Jess Herrera. Yeah. She did a great like character creation workshop with pipe cleaners. And if you're not familiar with Jess, she is an amazing artist and modeler and sculptor in 3D. But you should see some of these pipe cleaner creations she can make. It's pretty epic. So that was really cool. Very, very like almost meditative and relaxing, just sitting there as a group and creating together. We also had Matt Taylor from Rev Think, who came and did a workshop called Rekindle. And the basis of that was essentially trying to find those inspirational moments that really brought you to this industry and pieces that really spoke to you and why they did. And a lot of us get caught up in the rat race of just client work and, you know, making ends meet that it's easy for us to lose sight of why we're even doing this. So like, that was a very insightful workshop and honestly, probably the most beautiful setting it could be ever. Like it was on a lake with little bit of benches, all analog. I mean, it was just so beautiful and great.
Dave, you know the how they at every camp we have like some sort of chapel or something that's along the lake, and it almost looks like an altar,
sacrificial altar.
Yeah. That's where it was. It was good.
And one thing he ended up bringing, Matt brought to his workshop, which we've never had, was a Camp Mograph hot sauce. So the first ever Camp Mograph hot sauce. You'll have to find a camper to get your hands on some.
I mean, a real bit of spider.
Do have some. I don't think anyone scanned the QR code, or maybe Nissa, I think, is the only one who scanned the QR code.
There's some Easter eggs.
Yeah,
put like AR. AR hot sauce.
No
spider comes out of it.
No, this is real hot sauce that you would put on food.
Eggs.
Actual food.
Yeah, Kay actually brought it with him and was eating it anytime we went to a restaurant afterwards.
Yeah, it's great. It's good hot sauce, too.
Yeah.
But shout out to EJ Hasenfrost. Yeah. Again, he came, did a another kind of principles of animation type workshop, but it was more about flip books and making your own little animations. And essentially you had 24 pages so you could make 1 second of animation, and some of the creations that came out of that were fantastic. And again, it's kind of going back to basics, getting your hands on things. So a lot of people really enjoyed that. And then
I've been saying that EJ needs to come back and do the flip book thing again at regular camp for couple of years now. Like I feel like that was so great in the first one.
It really was.
Well, and it's just interesting when you like break it down to those basics. I mean, it's, you know, the kind of squash and stretch and follow through and like all the things that maybe just take for granted, but when you actually have to draw it out and frame by frame, it makes you think a little bit more, which was very cool. And then all of the workshops were fantastic, but two that really like just absolutely blew my mind because I've been very interested in AR recently. Mm-hmm. We had Helena Papa. I can't say her
Papa
last name.
Giorgio.
Papa Giorgio. Yeah. She says it a little bit different, but she is the coolest and most like epic camp mographer ever. Like she really embraced super what rad. Camp was and, yeah. and it was awesome. And some of the things she shared with us on building AR assets and using these assets to essentially make storybooks come alive and different applications of how we could use our skills and knowledge to really start thinking outside of the box with AR stuff, I thought was really, really cool. And she, what was the app? It was like, I don't remember. iJack. So okay. iJack, E-Y-E, Jack, J-A-C-K is an AR app. And it's essentially how she broke it down was it's a designer and a developer who like, work really well together. So the designer's like, hey, I want to do this. And the developer's like, okay, I can make that happen. And so for us as animators, it is very much understandable, I thought. And like, I'm really excited to play with it. It's a small team. They're not a sponsor or anything, but they are just two guys. And so they're super responsive and she's had great experience working with that. And if you paid attention to our Instagram at all, you'll see some of those AR things, some of the AR videos kind of coming alive out of a notebook or something. So that was really cool. And even talking to some of the campers, they were like, holy crap, I had no idea I could do that. And it was like, honestly, so easy to accomplish. So that was really cool. And then, sorry, Matt, feel free to jump in here too.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, we only got 10 minutes till you're hard out. So we got to go through these.
All right. So, and then we had Professor Selena Bartlett, who did like a neuroscience and kind of brain fitness type workshop, which more or less turned into almost like group therapy in a way for artists and talking about the pressures of social media and, you know, all these things that, you know, we've almost taken for granted. But what is crazy is, with like the neuroplasticity and like training your brain on things and how a lot of this tech relies on this brain science to essentially hook you in a way. And anyway, some fantastic discussions happened there. Some tears were shed. Some open and honest things were just, you know, flat out said. And it was really, really amazing. I've never been to anything where people feel so open to share some pretty personal things. And the session I sat in for this workshop was that people sharing some great stuff. And honestly, she even talked about parenting in this digital age. And, you know, there's so many things. So it's a bit removed from motion graphics, if you will. But that's why we bring it in, because like if we're all just talking in the same echo chamber of things, it's hard to really push our knowledge and think outside of the box. So it was great to have her. And then we had Patience Hodgson, who did tactile typography. And if you saw anything on our Instagram or any of the social channels, everyone was making like felt pennants with different words that resonated with them. Or one of my favorites was pizza, and it looked like it was all melting and stuff.
Yeah, so do you.
And so.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Yeah,
right
look
now.
At me. I'm a potato.
You're shape-shifting.
But then last but not least, it was super cool. And again, very almost like meditative. And I don't know. It's really cool just to sit there in nature and create with your hands with other people and have a discussion. And it seems like time does not exist in a way, which is great, you know. And then finally, we had our sound design workshop with Kay Rail, and
it was fantastic. Is not coming back.
Can you turn off your video and then turn it back off
and back on again?
Okay, let me try to
see if that works. But yeah, Kay was excellent. That dude is so much fun. He is such a fun person to just sit and chat with and talk to, and like super smart dude, really good with the audio stuff. But he had people go around and like it was almost like a bingo board full of sound effects that people had to find, and it was a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah, it was great. And as someone who is not really in the motion graphic world. Mm-hmm. Again, more on the audio sound world. I mean, he came in and fully embraced the experience, and I'm touting him now as the Camp MoGraph spirit animal. So, yeah.
we got video and some photos, and I think we can do the photos if you have to hop off. So I really wanted to talk about the video before you leave.
I want to talk about the video.
So, and before we do that, though, there's two people we're not talking about and haven't mentioned yet, and that is Shell Weiss and Steph. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. What is Steph's last name?
I don't know. I should know that.
Sorry, Steph. But Shell and Steph were our partners over in Australia to really help this thing happen. And it would not have happened without them. They put in not a ton of volunteer work to make this happen. And I just want to give them their flowers on this, because like they put in a lot of work that we would not have been able to do here from the States. So thank you to Shell and Steph very much.
It was only successful because of the amount of work that they did, and we are incredibly appreciative. So
and Julie too. Julie put in some work too.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
I did not.
Sorry. But Matt, since we're kind of just about to get into the next kind of phase of this, why don't you thank the people that actually make this happen, i.e. MoGraph.com,
viewers like
Otoy.
all the amazing sponsors. You know, we at camp, we've always tried to keep the price of the tickets down, and we know, especially in Australia right now, they're dealing with a lot of like, you know, really bad inflation, and you know, it's crazy to me, like the day rates versus what things cost there. It's like I don't know how anyone's surviving, and so we couldn't have brought the price down as much as we could without the amazing sponsors. So big shout out to, of course, MoGraph.com. You know, we were able to, you know, do kind of the universal sponsor this year. And then as well as our village sponsors, Otoy and Maxon, huge shout out to them. And then our integration sponsors, Plug In Everything, Smushworks. I always mess it up. Workstations, Stash Magazine, Hello Lux, and RevThink. Big shout out to all of them. We really appreciate all the support behind Camp MoGraph Australia. So I really hope that we can do another one. We're going to be in talks about that, but it seems like it resonated really well with the Australians, and you know, we're going to look into that. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing that I would love to talk about are the Camp MoGraph Australia title sequence. Duncan Elms, is that his name, Mark?
Yeah.
He works at Elastic, and he was talking to Shell one day, and he asked if we wanted him to do a title sequence for us. We were like, sure, if you want to, absolutely, we're totally open to it. And I personally did not expect it to be as incredible as it was. Like, you know, for someone willing to put their time and like hire other people to put their time in to do something for just, you know, our little event, it was absolutely incredible, and we were floored.
Well, and so, how many exposure dollars were offered for that?
I don't know.
Tell you what, like, and this is, so I just want to say, this is like the power of the community. I think like Shell knows Duncan just from work days and freelancing, and Duncan's creative director over at Elastic, and wanted to be involved as as much as he could and offered the title sequence. And it's something that, you know, lots of conferences do, but we've never done it because we're more or less. It's kind of like, I don't know where we would really show it. It's a little bit more analog. Plus, I don't have time to do it. And, you know, no one has really time to do it. And so, you know, it was kind of a leap of faith on our end, too, of just like, hey, sure, let's do it and see what happens. Yeah. And really part of a quote unquote brief or any direction we gave them was just nature, you know?
Yeah.
And so Duncan really took it upon himself to direct it and form the story and grab a roster of insane artists to help collaborate on this.
Yeah. Like Emmy award winning artists from title sequences and stuff. It's so great.
And so shout out to all of them, but I would definitely stream that.
Let's watch it
now.
Yeah, let's watch it. Okay, here we go. Freaking so crazy.
So good.
Can I just say that the ending shot looked like an Imagine Dragons cover? which is a good thing.
Yeah. So something that if you don't know, all of the plants and animal, those are all native Australian plants and things. So it was pretty incredible to have all those little details. And I just also want to give a shout out specifically to Jessica Lado, who was the editor of this and, put it all together because it's really it's really incredible that all these artists collaborated, worked on individual scenes and like essentially created nature scenes. And she was able to, with I'm sure the help of Duncan, weave all that together. And it really came out
it felt seamless, which is just so good.
And I mean, even some of the reaction we're getting already is like just next level stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So if you want to read more about a bit of the process and stuff, if you go to stashmedia.tv, it's on the front page right now. And Duncan wrote a little blurb about some of the inspiration and behind the scenes stuff. And there's some beautiful still frames there as well. So definitely go check that out. But all the artists and stuff are also listed on our Instagram and whatnot. So definitely hop on, follow these people. They are not only fantastic artists, but down to help, you know, the community and like collaborate with other people to make just a beautiful piece. So
yeah, try doing that with AI, you jerks.
Oh my gosh. You know what? That was something about camp. Like all the fireside chats, none of us really talked about AI or anything like that. It felt good to like kind of step away from that for a little while, you know,
for sure.
But
you know what? The only mention of AI was in one of the fireside chats. PJ talked about how they used AI to show how bad AI was in things. So like that was the use of AI. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're just super honored, honestly, and humbled to have such a beautiful piece associated with our little event that, it's just pretty insane.
Alexander says, so we'll be getting one for Chicago, right? Well, technically, we're going to reuse that for Chicago.
Well, so here's the thing. Like, the idea is to, like, maybe be able to use scenes of this thing, but tweak it for more North America and more relevant birds or whatever. But, I mean, we'll see. I feel like now the bar has been set, which is incredibly high. Higher?
That's the problem. It won't go higher. It's reached the maximum limit.
But, you know, it's so funny, too, because one of the artists that hopped in on this is Brandon Parviti, who is going to be a fireside chat in Chicago. So, talk about a full circle moment there. You know?
I could tell exactly the portion that he worked on.
Yep, I could, too. Yep.
But yeah, just thank you again to everybody worked on this, and massive shout out to Duncan for making it happen. So thank you, Duncan. Truly, truly appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Chicago deep dish pizza hero frames.
Another AI prompt right there.
Yep. You know, and it's funny because like seeing all the animals, like we had seen still shots and stuff like this before we even went to Australia. And I was like, are these real animals?
Yeah.
You know, I thought they were all fake. And then we went to the Australia Zoo, like a couple days before camp, all of us just kind of like as an excursion. And I was like, oh, these are real animals. These are real animals that exist in Australia. It's so funny.
But it was crazy bird detail. With the beak.
The detail was
just so good.
They aren't the same color. They're different colors in real life. But yeah, like it was pretty incredible.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else. Just I want to shout out to Jason Poley. Was there?
Yes.
Snapping photos for us, which was great because he's a big fan of just film photography. Mm-hmm. So we had a bunch of fun, like, you know, different film stocks. And he even had like a disposable camera and took some fun pictures with that. Yeah. And, you know, it definitely fit the camp vibe. But I just want to give him a shout out, too, because we've known each other online for shit, probably like 6 or 7 years. And I was actually able to go give him a hug, and it was pretty rad, you know. And so, pretty cool to have, you know, friends on the other side of the world that can show up who you've never truly met in person. And you just feel like they're already a homie, you know? So it's really cool.
You want to show some photos, Matt?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. Mark, do you need to head out? Or
yeah, I got five more minutes until I have to jump.
All right.
Cool, yeah. Cool. So, David, I don't know if you want to go to the photos or whatever, but so, you know, Camp MoGraph Australia, which was really cool. Matthias had this idea. He found this app called like POV app or something. It's like it's a group disposable camera. So you get 24 shots, you know, and then everyone downloads the app, and then it ends. Like he basically set it to end at the end of the event. So we were able to, but everyone was able to take shots throughout, and you didn't get to see what everyone posted until or had taken until after the event ended. So it was a lot of fun. And as we were going through, just like I grabbed some fun pictures and stuff like that. One of my favorites, Dave, I don't know if you can go to the next one.
Well, I'll start with the video.
Oh yeah. First, yeah. So the video, of course, so EJ in this wonderful inflatable koala outfit, welcoming the first group of people coming into camp. And it was so funny. Just him putting on that outfit. Shout out to Cons from the American camp. He created something that we have now called Day Onesie for camp, where a bunch of people will get in will bring onesies and we'll wear those for the first day of camp. And we had probably about, you know, 5 or 6 people in them this year. EJ, when we were showing it off, I was like, hey, so I was a kangaroo and Byron was an alligator. And EJ was like, ooh, I should be a koala. And so I sent him a koala one, a onesie. And he's like, no, I want an inflatable one. So he found this one and it just became the thing.
How does the inflatable part work? Does he have to have a fan keeping it blowing
up? Yeah, there's
a
fan that pulls air from outside. We're going to bring it us for the U.S. So camp as well.
Well, and talk about a bit of an icebreaker. If you feel at all like anxious or anything pulling up to camp, you don't know anybody, and then you see EJ that a lot of people know from School of Motion and all of his tutorials dancing around in an inflatable koala outfit. That's, you know, it's a good way to just say, okay, we're all family here.
Yeah. One of my favorite pictures that someone posted online, and I don't have it, but It said when camp starts, and it had a picture of EJ in the inflatable thing, and then it said when camp ends, and it was him deflating it, so it was all like droopy. Whatever. It was so funny. It was either Anna or Nyssa who posted that one on Instagram. It was really funny. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. And then just as we were going along, you know, a lot of wonderful things. We did karaoke one night, and we set that all up. This is from Matt's workshop. Lots and lots of fun there. And then some of the flags that they had made in the Patience's workshop. I think there's another one coming up here. Yeah, jump around. So fun. A lot of really talented people. And then there's one of the pieces that that Jess had made. I think she made that one herself. Mm. Super
That's
talented.
Crazy.
Yeah. Then EJ calling out
bingo.
The bingo. Yeah. In bingo was a lot of fun. We actually did it differently because normally we do bingo on the last night, on the fourth night in the U.S. camp. But we didn't have an extra day. We went with like OG style or OG length. And we actually did bingo right after dinner and then did the last fireside chat. And it was a lot of fun.
It
was a lot of fun.
Pretty well. Yeah.
We gave away a ticket to camp. To any camp, valid for a year, right? And so that was fun. It came down to two people, both of them at the same time, and they had to Rochambeau for it, which was fun.
It went three rounds of Rochambeau too.
Yeah, it was great. There's Steph and Ben in the snack shack. Big shout out to Smush Workstations for the sponsorship of the snack shack. There's me and a bunch of people. See, it was just so much fun having this disposable camera that we could all use. Olivia's fireside chat. And what was so cool is like, see the background, how it's all kind of lit up and stuff like that. It was just one of those little like space projectors and stuff. It actually ended up working out really well.
Yeah.
Ran off my little USB battery pack.
Yeah, right?
That's funny.
There's Ben's fireside chat. And it was so cool because that last night, everyone was like, can we just sit next to the fire? And so everyone was just like sitting down, you know, crisscross applesauce around the fire. And we were all having...
Because they had benches and logs and stuff you could sit on. But it was maybe 15 feet farther back.
Yeah.
And everyone... So it's winter down there right now. So another thing that was a little different than even all the U.S. camps is it got dark at like 5. So we didn't have to wait for it to get dark for firesides and stuff like that. But I thought it was like perfect weather. I was out there in t-shirt and shorts. And
then some
people that are used to being there all the time were in like puffy jackets and, you know, so it was pretty epic. Epic
it was
weather too.
So, yeah, the weather was amazing. So that was for Ben's workshop. Then, yeah, big shout out to all of our sponsors for camp. We appreciate everything they did. And there's one that another workshop person had done for their character. Just fantastic all around. It was so much fun. And I would really love to do it again. We may try. We'll see. So.
And if you really want us to do it again, we're always looking for sponsors to help.
Yeah.
And tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
True. But yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm really happy that, you know, it was essentially a reboot of the first camp we've ever done here in the States, almost to the person, the same size. And, you know, in hindsight, we are hoping we would have more people show up, but it was the perfect amount of people for this first year because it really, I feel like, cemented the whole idea of camp in the disconnect to connect and lots of just, it wasn't overwhelming. And we've already had a few testimonials written to us in Discord and in personal DMs and stuff about how much this has like kind of just changed them, either their perspective or socially not feeling like included on things, or just, you know, again, working from behind screens. Yes, we're all in this industry, but it's hard to really feel a part of a community when you're just doing this, you know, virtually. So like, thank you to everyone for taking that risk to come to camp, but it definitely resonated with people, as we knew it would, but you know, it's always a gamble. It's always a risk for us, especially going to the other side of the world. So, I'm just happy that people are, seeing all the benefits of it and feeling the benefits of it, because I think that's more or less, you know, if it gets you out of your comfort zone just for a little bit, but then that little push out of your comfort zone made a world of difference, like, I'm all for it. That's what it's all about, you know?
Totally. So. Totally. The merit badge stickers. Alexander in the chat says, the merit badge stickers looked amazing. Who was the artist?
Okay. Here's a good use case, right? So I made these sticker things, right? They were supposed to be in style of a merit badge, like a stitched merit badge. So I did some research, found some great references. I did use a little bit of AI to help generate those as like Camp Mography. Then took those, brought those into Photoshop, messed around with them, made them more Camp Mograph. Ran them through a Photoshop action that allowed like stitching, and like it gave it that look, and through many iterations finally landed on a patch style merit badge look that I could replicate. And so with that whole process, I now have a pretty good process of making cool merit badges. So I'm sure we're going to have to make some more for the US camp, but my favorite tutorial is the camp crop duster.
Yeah. Camp crop duster. One.
That's funny.
So it, you know, again, it's all about, not to dive into AI, but like, it's a tool, right? And let's use it to help us be more productive of things. And it's not a one click solution. It's a part of the process, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, but I do need to run.
Yeah.
Thank you all. I really appreciate all the support. We really appreciate all the support of camp, and like, we got some fucking steam behind it now. So I'm really curious to see how this thing keeps going. So
yeah.
Cool. We'll let you hop off and we'll wrap up here.
Yep. Sounds good.
Cool.
All right. Thanks, y'all.
Take care.
Peace out.
See you, man. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
it was a heck of a good time. A really, really, really good time. And you know, it's funny. You know the scene from Elf where they finish. Santa's like, "Oh, we've had a very successful Christmas. Now it's time to take preparations for next year." And everyone gets all excited and starts like making toys again. It's like, that's how I feel like. Going in, it's like, all right, we've had a successful Camp Mograph Australia. Now let's finish up the US one.
Chicago.
It's like, oh boy.
Right?
So yeah. Oh,
That's coming quick.
Yeah. 8 weeks.
Yeah.
8 weeks.
And that's why we've been a little spotty with the episodes. You know, we had I was in the hospital too, but
yeah.
You know, we've got the we had Australia. I hadn't realized in the last show that you wouldn't actually be back the following Monday either. So we had that off. Plus we had some rescheduling we had to do. So next week we're going to have a headline episode. We're going to kind of be like a back to normal headline episode. The week after that, we're going to have Josh Pierce on. And I believe that's the 22nd. The week after that is going to be Seagraph, so we won't have a show. We got kind of a summer lull thing going on, but make sure that you subscribe and tune in when you can. Make sure you come see us in Colorado if you're going to be there. Make sure you follow us on all the things. Make sure you check out Mograph.com. Sign up there. Check out the new site we've got. Check out Mograph.com/TV. You can watch animation stuff 24/7. Turn it on. Rip the knob off. Follow us on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram for short form content. We got a lot of stuff like that coming up. And I think that's about it. And again, thanks to all our
sponsors.
We got
some new exciting stuff coming up on the MoGraph website, so make sure and sign up. We've got a we were able to get the notifications working, so now you'll know anytime someone actually comments on your pieces and stuff like that, which is exciting. And then we're also working on some additional changes and updates and fun stuff like that, so make sure and sign up if you haven't already. MoGraph.com. Get your portfolio page, you know, some of your projects up, and join the activity.
Give us your feedback too, because you know, this is kind of a beta for us. We're trying to craft this the way that artists want it, so give us your feedback and we'll keep doing stuff.
And keep in mind, we will never, you own your stuff on the MoGraph site. Anything you post is yours. We will not use it to train AI, right, unlike some of the other social network sites. So
true.
Yep.
Cool. Yep. All right. Well, we'll see everybody next week. Until next time, I'm Dave.
And I'm Matt.
Have a good one.
Later, yo.
It's pretty good, I guess.
Introducing MoGraph TV from MoGraph.com, a free motion graphics and animation channel streaming your favorite content and favorite artists 24/7. MoGraph TV features motion graphics tutorials, talks, tips, inspiration, and replays of popular live shows. We offer something for all levels of designer, from introductory tutorials to high-level breakdowns and everything in between.
That track looks great to me.
MoGraph TV features software like Cinema 4D, After Effects, Unreal Engine,
what up?
Third-party plugins, and other 2D and 3D software. We also feature live motion events, short-form clips, crypto art, and even a little photo and video editing. Learn from the people that inspire you most, and stay up to date on all the latest industry news, announcements, and community events. You'll also see exclusive offers only available by watching. With 3 8-hour blocks each day, you'll be sure to catch everything, no matter what your time zone. Keep it on as a companion to your workday and learn something new. Meet a friend, watch a demo, catch a classic tutorial, or even find new inspiration.
That's a British word?
A lot of things are British words.
Yes, good luck with all your projects.
MoGraph TV, television for the design community, 24/7. We'll be right back.